engagement, November 28th evening, November 29th evening, Dalaran.
Because from 1932 to 1965, he had to wait for that. When Father was actually when Dharma was running free from Sangam, when Dharma was free from Sangam, the Father became tested. And that Father collected you all in his soul. You may say, even when Dharma is free, if there are some way to get close to Ramadan, yes, you first go right to Ramadan. And in the course of the law, you go to the Zaki. In the same way, if you want to get close to Ramadan, you have to take help of someone. Who is that from you can take help? He is the Guru Dev. If Guru Dev says anything to Ramadan, Ramadan will accept you. And please keep in mind that if by grace of Ramadan, Lord Krishna, and by kindness of your Guru Dev, you have come to Vrindavan, take for granted that Ramadan is actually free from you. He comes from Japan, he comes from Africa, and very dear from America and Japan. Do you think you could come here without the kindness of Ramadan, without the kindness of Krishna? If you have come, and if you have just received the education of the people of the holy town, it is due to the kindness of your Guru Dev. We are all very thankful to him for bringing you all here, and on behalf of the people of this place, on behalf of our young mayor, on behalf of the authorities of Nirmala Vrindavan, we all welcome you, and we wish that you may come so often to this place, this holy place of Lord Krishna, and take Rasa.
Abhinandan to Swami Maharaj. Appreciating the services he has done for the cause of Vaishnavism, for the cause of Nam Sankirtan, for the cause of brotherhood of the world of Bhagavan. सज्जनों, मैंने स्वामी जी महाराज से प्रार्थना की थी कि
Gracias. and sannyasi, brahmachari, like that. Here, that is a deva varnasam as Lord Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatu Paranam Maya Krishna Guna Karma Vihara. So, this eight divisions, four social habits and four spiritual habits, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Kalyan. So, these eight divisions are called Varnasamha. India or Vedic civilization is based on this Varnasam. So, Vishnu Purana, it is said, Varnasana Karalaka Purushina Parakama Vishnu Arasate Nanda Prasur Sharanam. The human civilization must be based on Varnasana. Well, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasresu kvasi jarasati. So, when Kripad Ramanacharya is explaining Manushya, he says, Shastra Vitara Yogya. Unless one is conversant in the teachings or the lessons of Shastra, he is not to be considered as a human being. Actually, that is so. Unless one comes to the principles of Varnashrama, one is not to be considered as human. So, this institution, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is trying to establish this Deva Varnasana. Deva Varnasana, as Krishna says, that Chatupanna Maya system, what is created by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must be applicable universal. So, this Varnasam Dharma is not limited in India or to the community who are known as Hindus. Because Krishna claims that Sarvajoni Shukantya Sambhavan Kuru, all duties are form. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And the song plays Aham Viva Pudasvita. He is higher than a cross. We should not consider that Krishna is Hindu or Indian. Krishna is for all. He is foreigner. They are taken to Krishna consciousness by understanding that Krishna is for all. They have not accepted a form of religious principles like Hindu or Muslim or Christian. These are designated religions. If I am calling myself a Hindu, this is not my religion. This is my designation. Because I happen to take birth in a Hindu family, therefore I call myself a Hindu. Or because I take birth in a particular land, I call myself India or America. But our Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, is not for such designated personality. This Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, is Sarvabhi Vijay Mukta. When one becomes free from all designation, he can taste the Krishna consciousness. So long one is Hindu, so long one is Muslim, so long one is Christian, there is no question of Krishna consciousness. Because of Krishna, he says, Sarvadharmān paritarjamānekam saranam. That is Krishna consciousness. Only Krishna is. Krishna is my Lord, and I am the Lord's servant. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. If I keep myself as Hindu or as Muslim or Christian, then I cannot take Krishna consciousness. This is not a statement manufactured by me. It is a statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Vyatta, I am not a Manaprastha, I am not a Sannyasi. He declares all these designations. And what was he? That he explains himself. Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalo Dasa Dasan Dasa. So, that is our real position. Gopi Bhaktu Krishna as the servant of Krishna, who is always engaged 24 hours in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. If we accept such devotee as my master, Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalo Dasa Dasa Dasa. So, that is our real service. So these boys and girls are, ladies and gentlemen, are joined. They are given up their designation. There are no more Americans or Canadians or Australians. They are thinking as eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalo Dasa Dasa Dasa. So, without this consciousness, there is no question of liberation from the material contamination. But so long there is the material contamination, we have to behave the social order and spiritual order according to Shastra and Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Vyasa, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. These are all material elements. So long we are not spiritually advanced. Sarva-bhāti-vidhani-muttam-tat-parachana-nirmala. So long we are not nirmal. Nirmal means without contamination of the three modes of material nature. That is called nirmal. Or mukta. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is called nirvana. Who are transcendental to this material designation. So, these ones, these foreigners, they are being caught in that life. But so long this body is there for gradual evolution, of course anyone who takes to it, the consciousness, immediately he becomes liberated, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Mansam Pyaricharani Bhakti Jyumi Najasi. Dagunāra samati saitāna dhamma bhūyāra. So, according to Shastra's vidhi, if anyone takes to Vasumāra, devotional service, of Dhyanacharya and Bhakti. Then at once he becomes transcendental to all these modes and materials, Kadavuni Arjuna Tama. Still, just to situate them on the spiritual platform of Kadavu, we are accepting them as Brahmins after being duly qualified. It is confirmed as Narada Muni, while he was instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj, just as he got Lakshmana Shah.
This is the Lakshmana Prastha, Varnadhi Vanyaka.
Just as he got Lakshmana Shah, Varnadhi Vanyaka, Jari Vanyaka Vidhisheka, Anakya Laiva Vinitri. So, we are selecting according to that is Pansanas in the media. In the Kali Yuga, there is no scope for Vedic initiation. Because, according to Shastra, Vedic initiation is especially meant for the higher caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But, because in this age, there is no Brahmavan Samastha. Therefore, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the Narayana Instructa, if this Samastha, Brahmavan Samastha is not observed in the heart of family, then immediately he falls down to the category of Sudra. And as that, according to Shastra, at the present moment, everyone has to be accepted, fellow Sudhasana. Therefore, the Vedic Diksha is not possible, because Sudra cannot be initiated according to Vedic Diksha. But, Vansarasriki, Vidhi, Diksha is allowed in our Vaishnava community, especially in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj. So, the Pancharatriki Vidhi means that if anyone has little instinct for serving the Lord, he should be picked up and he should be trained up to become a qualified Brahmin, and then he should be initiated as well. So, these boys and girls who are present here, they are first of all admitted as ordinary human beings. When I started my propaganda in New York, 2nd Avenue, 26th 2nd Avenue, at that time only half a dozen boys were coming and hearing. That hearing means I was seeing, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and reading some verses from the Bhagavad Gita. And they were patiently hearing. Because I know if somebody patiently hears the holy name of Krishna or of the Satsang, Sinnatana Sakata Krishna Punya Sadhana Pitama, Riddhantakshyavadhyani, Vidhuvati Krishnata. Since by hearing Krishna's message, then Krishna helped him to be purified with it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that he is a Dharmana Mahajana. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means creating this godly things accumulated in our heart due to the contamination of material nature. So actually it so happens, these boys and girls, as speaking boys and girls, because in the Western country there is no distinction between boys and girls. They are given equal liberty. In our country still, there is discrimination. And if you say grown up boys and girls are not allowed to mix together, although it is going now. But in European and American countries, Western countries, there is no such restriction. So, there is no possibility of making any distinction between the boys and the girls. So both of them are attainable. So by hearing, we chant in our Hare Krishna. I was chanting in the past, some things and stress, and these boys and girls used to surround us and dance and chant in Hare Krishna. In this way, when some of them become little at home, feel fast, they came forward, Swami, please accept me as your disciple. So my condition was that anyone who wants to become my disciple must be free from the whole kinds of sinful activities. Individual connection with women, meat eating, intoxication, and dance. In this way, on these conditions, these boys and girls were accepted as my disciples. And according to Kansala's disease, when the failure comes, they are given the sacred place. Upanayana samskara, following the path and instruction of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So, as well as according to Shastra, they should not be considered as coming from families of Lekhas or Shravana. We should not consider that. Because they are now purified. How they have become purified? That is also mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know all. Pira Pasanna Nukuninda Bhuktata Adhira Sambhaya Lukna Pasha. Jalya Sopapa. Jalya Sopapa. Sudhupa Sraya Sraya. Sudhanti. Prabhavishnavi. How to become purified? By taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That is to be answered. That's Brahman Vishnu. That is the extraordinary power of Lord Vishnu. Nobody can catch it. So they are all purified according to the Sanskrit action in the heat. Many of them have got the sacred head, a double initiated. The first initiation is given chanting Hare Krishna. They are given the deed and they must chant a lamba, Sankha Purvaka Nama Vayam. As Goswami speaks for thought, a fixed number of chants. So, I have not allowed them to imitate Haridas Thakur, who happened to take his birth in a Mahasan family, but he was chanting 300,000 holy names of the Lord. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appointed him Namadar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to put significance in chanting of the holy name. But he appointed his special representative to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hariyasa. Although he happened to be taking his birth in the Mahavan church. Similarly, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, he knows all their names, Sarvashkan, Bandi Sri Rupa Sanatana, Sadhguru, Sri Jiva Gopala. So, this Rupa Sanatana although they are born in grandparents, parents and grandparents, because they are present, buried, of a Mahavira king, they were rejected from the Brahmin community. And they changed their name, Dakar Mali and Dalitabha. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became the leaders of this faith, Vrindavan Dham. They were appointed the first Goswami. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and Krishna's instruction is not limited in India or in some particular community or country or planet or surrounding. It is universal. Krishna consciousness movement is universal. And Krishna's desire was that So, the other day, one young boy was asking, why this discrimination for the woman? But that's not discrimination. In the material world, there such discrimination must be there, because we are being ruled by the three modes of material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tama. We are in the classes of prakriti, the three modes of material nature. So there must be distinction, Satagun, Rajagun, Tama. But not distinction by God. That distinction should be according to guna and karma. Just like Krishna, Krishna, hey, Krishna, guna karma vihara, jatu bandhana, and arambhani kalpashe, jadiyanna suti vishe, that they may not believe this. And Siddhar Sahara has commented on this point, that God is not in God, the quality is in God. Therefore, our Vishuddhama Sastra's movement is a propagation to bring back the human society on its real concept. Real consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Because every living entity is eternal present of Krishna. So when it comes to this understanding that I am eternal present of Krishna, that is his mukti, that is his transcendental liberated state. As soon as that, so long he thinks otherwise, that I am Indian, and American, and Russian, and Sudra, and this, and that means he is still contaminated. Even if he thinks that I am Brahmin, even if he thinks I am Sannyasi, he is contaminated. He is simply free from all contamination, well, he says that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Divine Swarupa and Nitya Krishna. That is Mukti. Bhagavat says, Mukti, Nitya, Annatharupa, Swarupena, Anusthiti. What is that Swarup? That Swarup is described by Lord Chaitanya. Divine Swarupa and Nitya Krishna. This is Swarup. So as soon as you come to this understanding that I am God of heaven, God, Krishna, that is your life. That aham brahmasmi, soham, they are all included. Soham means I am qualitatively one with Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. I am Satchidananda Vigraha. That is what I say. Krishna is Prabhu, Vibhu, and as Omni. That is Vishwas. That is Krishna Mahaprabhu, philosophy. Atita Veda Reka. Simultaneously, one and deeper state. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is being propagated all over the world to make people understand that he is the eternal servant of God, Krishna. When we say Krishna, Krishna means God, and when we say God, God means Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan Sahib. So, all these while, they are coming to this love of their life, that I am done as the Krishna servant, and this realization, not very easily happening. Krishna says, but like, manusanam sahasrehu, prasthi jatati siddhai, jatatamati siddhyana, prasthi krishna patra. But one understands it not. It's not very easy to ask. But by Lord Krishna's grace, it has become easy. Otherwise, Krishna says, to understand me, it's not very easy. Jatatamati siddhyana, prasthi krishna patra. That this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it cleanses the heart, the dirty things, upon the dirty things accumulated. Things are contamination of this material nature. And how we contaminated this material nature, that is also discussed by one Krishna for me and Krishna himself. This happy Kusama Prima, Sarvijan Tukara. And the same verse is translated into Bengal. Let me say, Krishna Priya Jeeva Bhogavan Khyapa, Vasuke Maya Maya Kaya Jahodiya Dha. As soon as we forget Krishna as our master, the Supreme Master, the Lord, immediately the Maya Khyapa. Another case, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Andhaka, Jaha Krishna Taha Nani Maya Radhika. So Krishna is so nice. As soon as one becomes Krishna Pasha, as immediately he becomes liberated. Immediately he becomes liberated. And he is the Kuna Mahajana of a Mahadhara Adhika. Then, all anxiety, the material existence means full of anxiety. Sada samadhirina dhiyā asad graha plana. Because we have accepted something which is temporary, asad. We don't say form. We don't say this word as form. As Mahārāja Sūtra says, Brahma sastra jagam mithyā. No. Why Jagat is Jagat? Jagat is also Jagat. Because Krishna is the origin of this Jagat. Janmātma Sridhata. Krishna says, Aham Sarvatra Prabhava. So why anything emanating from Krishna to this world? It cannot be. Therefore, we don't accept this world as form. We accept it as reality. But this, it becomes false when you try to enjoy. Just like if I take away some other property and want to enjoy it. That is, this thing is reality, but my spirit of enjoyment is false. Therefore, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī says, anāsaktasya-viśrāma-tathā-dhamma-padanjaya. Nirvandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vinyasamitya. So our philosophy is that we don't accept this word as form, but we accept it that it is not enjoyable by us, that it is enjoyable by Krishna. Therefore, whatever there is, never mind, when it is employed in Krishna's service, that is Jukta Vinyasamitya. On the other hand, as Mahārāja Śrīla says, this world is false. That is also stated in the good text. Prāpaṁśipatāyāvidhyā hari sammāndi bhaskuna mulaktu-dīpari-tyāda aludhu-vairāda-bhaskuna. Prapanchik Buddha. That this is material, but this is not that. I cannot touch money. My hands become polluted by touching money. No. Why? Money is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is to enjoy. Hey, Nara? So therefore, Lakshmi could be and the place for the service of Nara. Prāne Lakshmi Jyārāta Sriyāsana. Therefore, our whole philosophy, that when Western countries we are very luxuriously situated there, my disciples, they are giving me my residential quarters. See, even the government cannot imagine how the luxurious compartments there. Because I remember, sometimes there, one night, I was in the Lucknow government house. At that time, Vishwanath Das was the governor. He was personally known to me. He came also here, you know. So I remember that this kind of luxurious apartment I enjoyed, or I had the opportunity to lie down in such apartment too. One night. But they are giving me up. So we cannot reject that. Because that thing stands out of being. If I say, no, I shall lie down in this nice pocket, I shall lie down on this tree. I am a sannyasi. Then nobody will care for me. There is standard of being is like. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that you should not be attached to that name. But for the service of Krishna, if you are, if you have to use that name, you should use it. That was my good Maharaj's philosophy. And that is the real philosophy. Because this conception of life is for. So it's only they are trying to enjoy this material. And then, after being failed or being defeated in the matter of enjoying this material first, the jivita has fallen. Just as the jackal in the outside of bridge, he is trying to get it by jumping. And when he could not get it, he leaves the gun. The great Sankhya. That kind of philosophy is open. Why this world is mitra? It is also sattva. If Krishna is sattva, his creation is sattva. But this sattva should be ending for the sattva's family, not for the Maharaj. People are engaged in the service of Maharaj. But we want to engage everything in the service of the Lord. That is the consciousness moment. So you are using aeroplanes, you are using dictaphones, you are using generators, machines, electric machines, so many things we are using. Even for freezing or smoke, we are using machines. So that is the system there. In each and every center, we have four motors. We cannot do it up. In Europe, in America, practically, no gentleman walks on the street. That is the system. So we have to use it. But we should not be attached to it. Our attachment should be only to Krishna. And for Krishna's family, we can accept anything. That is the consciousness moment. It is not a sectarian religious moment. Even religious parties in European American countries, they are appreciating us. They are appreciating, they are not against. Just like in this country, some of our national, some of our countrymen, they protest against this country being spread here. But so far I am concerned, I have never received any protest or any resistance as a Christian country. Rather, they are appreciated. Yeah, it is अंते
Thank you.